You're listening to the Bird Dog Babe podcast with my mom, Courtney Bastian.
Whew, here I am, gearing up to record this episode, thinking I'm not going to cry. And then I hear Burke, start off the podcast. And I know that sound of, you're listening to my mom, like, because you guys repeat it back to me all the time about how much you love it and how cool it is that Burke's involved. And, so let me try to regroup here. But, so here we are, February 7th, and thanks to a kick in the butt for needing to get things going on the Her Upland platform, that I'm finally able to hop back over here and talk about my next move in life as one chapter closes and another one starts. This is going to be a so long farewell to the Bird Dog Babe podcast. And it's been a journey. It's been a haul. You guys have probably known, like, over the last year, it's been kind of all over the place and trying to get content out here, but there's been a lot going on that I'm really excited to share more about. But I wanted to start this off with why I started this podcast originally. So back in April of 2020 is when the first episode came out, but I had been planning mentally, I think preparing months in advance before that, listening to other podcasts. I thought, gosh, if I would ever have one, what would it be about? What would it entail? And so I went to the notes app on my phone, started plugging in some ideas, and before I knew it, I had over 100 different ideas on there of what I wanted to be about, and it sat there as a kind of a back thought for me. And then I think it was September of 19, after a series of unfortunate events is what brought me and my family to Montana. And I say that in a way that we hadn't planned to move to Montana at all, but the way the wind blew, it was just, my husband said, how about we just move west? And I go, well, honey, if you can figure it out, then yeah, we'll do it. And let me remind you, this was no easy task. So him and I, our son and daughter, both ages, what were they at the time? 4 and 2. Then we had 4 horses, 5 goats. I never really know the number of dogs. I'm just going to probably put it between 8 and 10 and leave that right there. But yeah, how do we get all those animals across the country from Wisconsin to Montana? And well, don't you know it, because of the very amazing man that he is, he figured it out. So he moved out here first, got a job. Kids and I stayed back in Wisconsin for a few months until he found a house out here. We had put in several offers, over asking price, even sight unseen, and we didn't get any of them. And there was this place completely not near where we wanted to be at all, but had been on the market for over a year and was only 7 years old. And I thought, wow, something's really wrong with that place, but go check it out. So he came out here, looked at the house. He called me not right away, but an hour later, because there is no cell phone service from this house to, an hour away is the nearest cell phone tower pretty much. And he called and said, you're going to love it. And, so here we are. We were in Montana and absolutely loving it. But when I had originally come out here, so that was September of 19, we all know what happened worldwide in February of 20. So not only did that put me out of work, which is travel around the country, but it also put me in a situation where I was not able to meet friends, meet new people. And, we didn't have the BHA pint nights. Nothing was happening. So I was just in this place where I was like, man, I need to meet people, I need to connect, and there's got to be women around here in Montana that hunt upland birds like I do that I could hang out with. So I decided, well, what better time than now when I have nothing to do than sit in my closet and start recording this podcast that I keep thinking I might want to do one day. And so there, that's how it started. That's why I did it, was to meet other like-minded women. And through these past years, I certainly did that. I've met some of the most amazing people I've ever met in my life. I have been on some incredible hunts. Deep breath. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I really did dig deep as trying to find, get more women's voices out and heard, and really search for people that had a lot to offer, really unique, hadn't been common on other podcasts before, had new stories to share, new experiences, new tips and tricks, the stories. Oh my goodness, the stories. And man, if I skipped a week or something, you guys sure let me know about it. And I appreciate that it was missed. I appreciate how many have enjoyed it. I appreciate that somehow I got past it this whole time from start to finish. I shouldn't say this whole time. There's a lot of podcasts that go way further than this, but I'm almost hitting that 100th episode mark. Actually, I think it is because I don't count the bonus episodes. Anyway, somehow got through all of that without a bad review, and staying at a 5-star rating. I don't know, in this kind of dog-eat-dog world, you, and being a woman to take this platform, it was a rough start, man. It was super rough. It was not very supportive at the beginning, and the podcast name, Bird Dog Babe, has been a struggle for quite a while since it was pointed out to me. There was another podcast network that was interested in having mine join them, but they wouldn't do so unless I changed the name of the podcast to something else, because they said women told them that they wouldn't even push play because of the name. So yeah, I appreciate those of you that have taken the time to get to know me, that have continued to push play, knowing that I have no other ulterior motive. This is no kind of sexual thing. I am happily married. I am an incredibly proud mother of two. And I think the word babe should be referred to as a badass woman. Somebody that is confident, gets after it herself, has all the tools to navigate, knows how to do it, trains the dogs, all the things. I mean, those are some badass women. They're babes. And so I'm sorry if the title has offended some of you, but I think it's ringy, and judges gonna judge, man. Like, regardless of what you do, people are always gonna have an opinion and something to say. I want everybody to think about, as we start this new venture and getting more women's voices on this platform, to, I mean, like, if it's not your thing, cool. You know what the nice thing about it is like, you don't have to push play. Just don't push play. But spread the love, spread the support, because it's super freaking intimidating. I can tell you that. For those of you that took the time to reach out to me, whether that was in a DM, an email, a phone call, in person, or even writing a review and letting me know that this podcast was something that you loved, you enjoyed, and that inspired you or you learned something with, that means the absolute world to me. And I still sometimes pop through those reviews and read them, because, wow, there's some pretty impactful things there, and I truly appreciate it. There's to the sponsors of this podcast, all the Patreon members, the people that were helping support it monthly. I mean, this isn't a paying gig. I mean, at least for me, it wasn't. It was a labor of love, and all the amazing guests of the podcast, but most of all, thanks to my family, especially my husband, for supporting this adventure. The time, the endless time that felt like I spent in the closet recording, and the late nights editing, my incredibly supportive and patient family, know that the time you walk through the door at the end of the day, 4 o'clock when school is done, from the minute you go to bed around 8 p.m. is when everybody should be shutting it off and just focusing on intentional quality family time, because that is what is important. Before I close this out, I just wanted to share that there's this guy who was a self-proclaimed number one fan of the Bird Dog Babe podcast. He told me that, actually, several times. And his name was Benjamin Warner. I didn't have the opportunity to meet Ben in person. But I think to know him was to love him. His contagious laughter during Zoom calls and FaceTime. It's something I'll never forget hearing. It's placed so easily and readily in my head. If you knew him, he likely touched your life in a really special, unique way. You know, one that really only an angel could do. Last March, Ben never woke up from his sleep. He was an excellent bird dog trainer. He was supposed to be at the NABBED Invitational this past September with his short hair, Bernie. And he had a brand new baby wire hair puppy that had so much potential, and he was just stoked for life watching this puppy develop and swim and pointing birds, and just how hearted of a wire hair bitch, typical, that she was. Ben was an avid upland hunter, chukar country. I don't know how that large built man just maneuvered his way across the chukar hills like he did. But he embraced every opportunity to mentor, whether it was in hunting, dog training, or just shooting clays. I'd asked Ben at one point, why do you like my podcast so much? What is it? And he told me it was because I listened. He said that he enjoyed how intentionally I listened to my guests with such interest and curiosity. And I think about this because that's a strong message for all of us, is that kind of a characteristic of just being able to listen shouldn't be so rare, and it shouldn't come highly regarded. It's why are we so eager to talk about ourselves and listen only for the opportunity to provide a response to that? 151,600 people don't wake up every single day. Live each day to the fullest. Surround yourself with people who ignite you, elevate you, and support you. Do good things. Be kind. Listen. And get after it. Thank you, everybody, from the bottom of my heart. I hope to connect with you over at Her Upland. I just dropped a couple new episodes on the Her Upland podcast today, which tells you about everything going on over there, and how it's going to be community focused in every aspect of the word community. I won't be the host of that podcast. I'm definitely going to be jumping on and doing some here and there if need be. But it's going to be share hosted. I don't know if that's the word or not, but I'm going to call it that. It's going to be share hosted with the Her Upland team, board members, the regional coordinators, the volunteers, the dog trainers, field mentors, newsletter editor, website designer, all of them. It takes a village, and it is. And there are some amazing people helping to make this mission extremely valuable to everybody. So I hope you'll pop over there. I'll put the link in the show notes to the episodes that came out today, and I'll see you over there.